Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman, and this is Total Information AM. The U.S. Supreme Court taking up a case that may decide how local governments can address the homeless population. It all started in Grants Pass, Oregon, which outlawed sleeping or camping on public property. SLU Law Professor Brendan Roediger joins us now with details. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. You know, I'm curious what the legal question is here that the Supreme Court will be considering.
Yeah, so it's a good question. So the Supreme Court has taken the position that the state cannot criminalize the status of an individual. And so the classic example, the classic case is it is not illegal to be a drug addict, while it is illegal, of course, to use drugs or to purchase drugs. The argument here is that it violates the Eighth Amendment to criminalize simply existing as a homeless person. And of course, existing as a homeless person means sleeping outside.
The cities have an argument that encampments create public health concerns. What is the validation?
That's correct. So that's the justification is that, you know, there are real interests of the state in ensuring that there is a healthy community, and that camping outside in certain places can, of course, have bad public health effects. The response to that is there is no alternative, right? If states don't actually have mechanisms that support and house homeless people, you are, in fact, criminalizing their very existence.
What I understand of this case is part of it comes down to not just the ordinances that ban camping on publicly owned property, but the fact that there are penalties and punishment attached to that. Explain that in the context that you gave us earlier.
Yeah. So in order to violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, there have to be criminal consequences. And here, of course, it's initially fines, and there is the possibility in Oregon and in other places of incarceration for violating these ordinances.
What's the situation like in Phoenix right now? We know L.A. and specifically San Francisco. I'm not personally as aware of the homeless situation in Phoenix.
Yeah, so, I think that like so many places, there is what some people refer to as a homeless problem. I don't like to refer to human beings as a problem, but there is the visible existence of homeless people in that community, like in almost every community in the United States.
So
the question is, is the solution to criminalize that, or is the solution to figure out a way to provide the services that are necessary?
What could this ruling mean for other cities, including St. Louis, where, you know, now we have gates around City Hall, but the encampments have just moved over one?
Yeah, so it's a good question, not just for the city, but for the state, which has shown an interest in legislating around issues of unhoused folks. So, you know, it is never going to be the law that people are allowed to sleep and camp wherever they want. But what those of us who work with unhoused folks want is a situation where if services are not provided, if housing is not available, folks do have a place to be. And so the answer to that in the short term is that they are going to have to make sure that there are places that people can be without threat of arrest.
What if a bed is open in a shelter and an individual refuses to go?
Yeah, so this is always the question, and you know, the sort of everybody is focused on the fact that there may in fact be some percentage of the unhoused population who are extraordinarily difficult to house. And that is true. I think any social worker that you would talk to would tell you that that is in fact a problem, but that is not the majority of the folks that we see close to City Hall. I mean, I'm downtown, you're downtown. Most of those folks would love a bed.
So, you know, one of the things that unhoused people sometimes say, I've interviewed some of them who say, you know, shelters aren't safe. Cities don't, you know, provide for safety, you know, in some of those shelter situations. You know, how do we address that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So in the case itself, the case that the Supreme Court is hearing, one of the issues is, you know, isn't there a historical precedent for criminalizing the poor? And of course, there is. There were vagrancy codes and poor laws throughout the United States. The interesting thing, though, is that most communities at that point did put money in to housing and general welfare. We think of welfare now as a federal project and maybe a state project, but local municipalities, local counties took care of their own historically. There were a lot of other terrible racist things about those laws, but they did involve resources, right? And so the question is, can we return to that era in terms of the resources without returning to that era in terms of the criminalization?
And criminalization of these individuals, the argument, part of the argument against it would be you're not giving them the opportunity to go get a job
and that's, you know, across the criminal justice system, that's a problem, which is that, you know, the quote unquote permanent record that we create actually makes it impossible for people to dig themselves out of the hole.
Could this potentially have other ramifications? You know, if the Supreme Court says, yes, this small town in Oregon can do this and can enact these penalties.
Yes, of course. I mean, this issue has been percolating throughout the, you know, courts of appeals have been dealing with this issue now for decades. And if the question is answered, and if it's answered in that direction, we are going to see a lot of cities and a lot of states sort of increase criminal penalties for existing as a homeless person.
Appreciate the time very much. Thank you for your perspective on it. This has been Brendan Roediger joining us with details, SLU Law Professor on KMOX.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.